Our next guest is a New Bedford native and world-renowned photographer, Anthony Barboza. Mr. Barboza has taken many photos of celebrities, folks who have made contributions in the field of music, acting, and much more. But Anthony Barboza has also shown some deep compassion and commitment for using his photography to tell stories of Black American life and communities of color worldwide. The New Bedford Art Museum, in partnership with the New Bedford Historical Society, hosting an exhibit titled I Return with a Feeling of Us, an introspective exhibition by Anthony Barboza. The exhibition was unveiled in September. It will remain on view through December 23rd. Mr. Barboza joins us this morning. Thank you, sir, for making some time, and we really appreciate it.
Well, thank you.
I wonder, Mr. Barboza, when you first picked up a camera as a young man, did you ever think it would come to all this?
No, not at all. Not at all. I was 19 when I went to New York City, and I met other photographers that a group that I joined, and I didn't even have a camera at that time. So my first camera I got when I was in New York was a $15 camera made in Hong Kong. And with that photo, with that camera, I took some photos in Central Park, like the man in the snow. And later when I was in the Navy, I won a awards in a contest down south. I think it was in Alabama. And I also took some photos with that camera that one of them, with a group I belong to called Kamange, which means in working together, I took a photo that when they sent it out with a group of photos from there to the Museum of Modern Art, they bought them. So
wow.
I got it. Got into the museum that quickly. Yeah.
You had some pretty good luck with that camera.
Yeah. And I have it somewhere, but I don't know where. I still have it.
Well, that's when you get older. I'm about your age, not quite, but I'm about your age, and I know when you get older, you know you've got something, but you don't know where. That's how it is.
Yeah.
Tell us about your early years in New Bedford. Were they pleasant for you? Was it a wonderful time? I know, you know, all kids go through some difficult times. How was your early years in New Bedford?
Well, to understand, that's why I titled it, I Return with a Feeling of Us.
Mm-hmm.
Meaning that when I was growing up, the feeling of the community and playing basketball or sports, it was a community thing. It was a feeling. But the major feeling of that was my grandmother and my mother and my mother's sister. That's where you get a lot of feeling from them growing up around them. And it becomes a thing that I felt I got sensitive to towards certain things. And that really helped me when I was photographing, to be sensitive toward the person and not try to project anything that would antagonize them when you're shooting them.
Mm-hmm. Is it true you first wanted to paint pictures and not take pictures?
Well, I did that a little bit, but I can't draw very well. So
that ended that, pretty much, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I went to photography. But it's kind of funny now that I had still done some painting later on when I was out of the Navy. And when I was in New York, I started. So in an exhibition I had of some of my paintings, the actor Samuel Jackson's wife bought one.
Mm-hmm.
of the painting. So at least I know there's a painting hanging.
Somewhere there's a painting by Anthony Barboza hanging somewhere. Where did you learn the art of taking photographs? Because it is an art. And although you may have learned something in the Navy, you may have learned something with the group that you went to, that you joined when you went to New York. How about, did you have any professional education regarding photography?
No, it was just from the group, because the group that I had joined in 1963. Now, this is hard to explain, but how did I get into a group and I didn't even have a camera or photographs?
Yeah, that's
That is really strange, because when I was in the group, a lot of photographers came to show their work to try to get in the group, and they couldn't get in. They weren't good enough.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing I can say that it's almost psychically that they knew later on in life, they didn't know it, that I was going to do that, but they must have felt something, that I did a whole book in 2016 on the group.
Yeah.
So they all were in the book called Timeless.
Well, there you go.
So that came out that way, but they were all older than me in the group. So I learned, it was like having an older brother. They were also, I learned from them. I learned how to critique and look at images and how to photograph. So, and you, when you're younger, you absorb a lot quickly.
Sure. So,
in any art form.
Mr. Barboza, you have done, and we're not going to run down all the things you've done, but you've did a lot of commercial photography for ad agencies. You've done fashion. You've done magazine covers. Am I leaving anything out?
Well, I did a lot of my own personal work that is in museums all across the country that they own, so I learned from each thing I was doing. I did portraits as a series for about 7 years. I did all the artists that I met and did a portrait series of them. And then I applied for a grant, grant, I won was a government grant. I'm trying to remember the name of it now.
Well, let's don't worry about the name.
But
tell us about that, the grant.
And then I took some of that money from the grant and published a little book called The Black Borders with the portraits in it. And I was selling it for $15 each copy. Now you can't even buy it unless you pay $250 that it's on eBay or something, you know. That's how, that won me a grant, and that put me on the market in a certain way that I was recognized for doing the type of portraits that I did. It wasn't just that you took the camera and you just took a photo of the person there standing there. I also designed and cut the backgrounds out, like with spray paint and razor blades on the background papers, and made graphic designs according to how I felt about the person that I was photographing.
Yeah.
I never planned it ahead of time. I did it at the same time that they walked into the studio. So that's how I developed that through the years. But then I turned around after that was done, those years. I shot about 175 people. I need to do a larger book, but I'll do it later. I went on to work in the studios and doing jobs in the daytime. And then every night for 10 years, I would go to jazz clubs and shoot jazz musicians. That was my next personal project.
Yep.
In the meantime, when I was doing the portraits, the Black Borders portraits, I would, on the weekend, I would go and shoot in the streets. So I always did that too, because that's how I learned with the group that I belong to.
You're listening to Town Square Sunday. I'm Jim Phillips. My guest is famed photographer and New Bedford native Anthony Barboza. Mr. Barboza, just reflecting a bit on some of your portraits, James Baldwin, Toni Morrison, Miles Davis, and Aretha Franklin, just to name that's a very short list.
Toni Morrison, I did not photograph her.
Oh, no?
Okay. No, I did not. I met her, but I didn't photograph her.
Okay, I was given some incorrect information. But James Baldwin, okay, for sure, Miles Davis, yeah, Aretha Franklin, that's a very small list, and the list is very long, I'm sure.
Yeah, I photographed people like Deborah Harry of Blondie.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I did Laura Dern, the actress.
Yeah.
I did the director that just recently died. What was his name? Oh, gee. Sometimes I can't remember names now.
Well,
Eartha Kitt.
Yep.
Diane Carroll. I photographed a lot of people, yeah.
Is this a true story that an agency sent your book to share?
Oh, yeah.
And Cher, okay. Cher said, wait a minute, this fellow was only photographed black people, African Americans.
Yeah.
And the studio
wanted me to go and shoot it. Yeah.
Yeah. And the studio said, we're sending him anyway. Well, we want him to do this. He'll generate a great photo. And I'm sure you did. Was that, that session?
Well, they wanted to send, it was the New York Times magazine section.
Okay.
That's what I was doing it for. And she had photographers out there in California. And she said, well, I want to see his book. And then they sent me my portfolio. And she said, there's nothing but black people in here. But they said, we're going to send him anyway. So they wanted me to photograph him with cut out jeans and in his apartment, in her home.
Yeah.
And some other different outfits. So I went there. And when I got there, with an assistant, we're setting up lights, and I picked a location in the living room. And the hairdresser comes down and says, if she doesn't like the lighting, she's not doing the shoot. I said, oh, goodness. So I did a Polaroid of my assistant with the lighting.
Mm-hmm.
And she came down with her outfits, and I never prejudge try to figure out ahead of time what I would do. I have to feel the person, and when you feel the person also feels you that you're photographed. And I never try to be a groupie to any of these celebrities. I just do my job. So I ended up staying there the whole day, and she did different outfits, and then afterwards, when the shooting was over, she had her agent take me to dinner and asked me if I had any ideas on how to shoot a music video. And I gave them some, but they ended up having her do it herself.
Okay.
You know, what she wanted to do. But that's how it happened.
Yeah, all right. Yeah. Well, that's a great story.
And even though that she, I forgot that even when she saw the photographs, she wouldn't do any other shootings with any photographer. She would send them, if they needed a photo of her, send it to me. And they would get photos to use in their magazines or whatever. So
sure,
it went on, yeah.
All right. So, Mr. Barboza, tell us a little bit about the exhibit at the New Bedford Art Museum. I return with a feeling of us. What do you hope the people will take away from that exhibit?
Well, there's a variety of different, there's portraits, there's street. And I wanted them to get a feeling of the subjects and how they they might appear to them when they've never met them but seen them in other photos. And you might see the each individual person that they could grasp a feeling of what I was doing. I had some people when the opening happened that they were fascinated by the portraits and they wanted to know how I did them. And I walked over with this gentleman and showed him what I did and how it reflected on their personalities, the way I graphically did certain backgrounds, and then to pick a certain photograph. So it's hard to explain the visuals in that sense any other way, but to at least have them look at the photos and get a feeling of what the sitter is going through when they're being photographed. Because you won't see anybody shouting or crying or doing sexy looks, you know, with their eyes. It's just how they approach. I'm approached. They have a feeling for me, and I have a feeling of them.
That's kind of how it's been for 50 or 60 years, taking photographs.
Yeah, they just feel you right away, and they become more relaxed because I'm approaching them in a relaxed position. And so they feel comfortable because they're in a foreign place. When I did photographs of sometimes for the New York Times Magazine, I would go to the home of the person like I did with Cher, and I would find the spot there and make that they felt comfortable in their own home. But when you're in a studio, you have to make sure that you make it comfortable for them because they're in a foreign location.
Yep.
Yeah.
Mr. Barboza, our time is up. I really would like to thank you for making some time for us. Are you still doing some jobs even today?
No, not as much. I'm trying to work on books.
Okay. All right. Well, that's a noble goal, too. You are a world-famous photographer and a New Bedford native. Thank you for joining us today, and the best of luck to you, sir.
All right.
Thanks again. Well, still to come on Town Square Sunday, the U.S. Marine Corps is celebrating a special birthday. If you are a Marine, you're welcome to attend. Details next on Town Square Sunday.